I'm glad to be here. I am really sad that Louise and Mark aren't here. I miss them. I wanted to fellowship with them. Really enjoy Mark, but I'm glad that he's able to preach the gospel. I can tell you that when I heard the story, what happened to Louise's brother and niece and great niece, after having lost a son and a grandmother in a car accident, I can tell you my stomach went in knots. And there aren't any words that you can use to comfort people like that, but God can comfort their hearts if they're saved. And if they're not saved, we pray that Mark will use the time wisely and that they will trust the Lord. But the food has been great, and I want to thank the people that made a special effort to get me eggs this morning. Thank God. Go to Matthew chapter 10. I appreciate the opportunity to preach and be here and fellowship with you. And it's just fantastic. First time I've been in since the new facility. The last time I was here, we met next door at the last Bible conference. So it's been a few years. This is fantastic. So I really appreciate it. And I want to thank the guys that have stepped up to the plate also. Wow. Thank God for you guys, because I know it is incredibly tough to pull one of these off. And then when you're leader's gone to do it, it's just remarkable, and you guys have done a great job. All right, Matthew chapter 10. I want to talk to you about, for years I got into this weird mode about the gospel of the kingdom, and I'm going to come up to the board and come into Matthew and Mark and Luke and John, and during that time there are some things going on. It's the gospel of the kingdom that's being preached. And somehow we have really lost what God has really said in these books. Because basically, if you want a title of this thing, it's going to be really simple. It's the ABCs of the Bible. The ABCs. And what's happening in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is a reflection of what's been happening in the Old Testament. So I want to start back in the Old Testament just a little bit. And I'm going to come out and I'm going to put Adam right there and Abraham right here. And I want to come across, and what God did was very, very unique. In between there, of course, is Noah. And Noah has three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And the Shemites, God chose one strand of that Shemite, Abraham, to come out and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And the rest of these that are down here, these three lines, are all Gentiles. And God deals with Abraham, and he separates Abraham out. And then he has, so this would be the A. Then there's Beers and Seers. The Beers are blessers. The Seers are cursers. A, B, C. That's not real difficult. God figured we could figure three letters out. And God set it up, and really nothing changed. And what's remarkable, go to Genesis chapter 12. I was going to start in Matthew 10, but I'll get back to Matthew 10 in just a second. I think this will make a little bit better explanation. In Genesis chapter 12, and I've thought about this a lot in the light of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, because even if we believed Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John was written to us, we wouldn't go about it the way Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John has been interpreted. That is, you wouldn't be doing Jewish things. There's actually a means for the Gentiles to come in. And the problem is every church I've ever been in the sense of a little kid, and as I've grown up and I've traveled and seen things, they all act like they're somehow spiritual Jews. I mean, it's kind of almost odd, they're going to do the Jewish part. And God didn't intend them to do the Jewish part. And God had a very unique plan, and the plan really hasn't changed at all. Look, if you will, in Genesis chapter 12. And in Genesis chapter 12, the Bible says this, verse 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I'll bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curse thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. I'll bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curse thee, And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. There's the ABCs. And God designed it so that what God wanted the Gentiles to do was to bless Abraham, and God's blessing that fell down on Abraham then would trickle down to those that blessed. But those that had cursed, God was going to curse them. That's how it was designed. And you say, well, I want it a different way. The problem is it isn't a different way. It is that way. And the realization is, as God designed it. Look, if you will, in Ruth. Yeah, if you can't find Ruth, go to Joshua, Judges, Ruth. And go to Ruth chapter 1. And I'm not going to give you the whole story of Ruth, but I do want you to understand that Ruth, along with her sister, were Gentiles. And their hope was only through Israel. But now all her, Naomi's sons had died, her husband had died. And she says, even if I had a husband tonight, would you wait for me all those years and then on and on? Well, listen to the attitude of Ruth. Look in Ruth chapter 1, verse 16. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or return from following after thee. Why? Genesis chapter 12, guys. That's why. For whether thou goest, I will go. And whether thou lodgest, I will lodge. Now listen to this. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. God never in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John asked a Gentile to act like a Jew. That's the problem. I don't get the delusion is so deep and so fast that it just absolutely disturbs me to no end. I mean, all the way through, you can go to the lying harlot. She's a lying whore. $40 gets you a little. No, I ain't kidding you. But she blessed those in Joshua and told them, hey, if you'll go and run them when they were hiding up in the top, she blessed them and God blessed her. See, God had a means for Gentiles to get receive and have blessings. And when you get to Matthew, go to Matthew now. Thought I forgot, didn't you? And if you go to Matthew chapter 10, this seems strict what he's about to lay out. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 5, these 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, say, go not in the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. Cast out devils, freely you receive, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats. And on and on. He's telling them not to go in the way of the Gentiles. Well, they get to walking around and the Lord starts to depart out of Thyra and Sidon, Matthew 15:22. And what I want you to see is that God has a plan. God's plan never changed. You could count on it. It's the rock. God's plan is a rock. But that's what they've done. They take us to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and they make us feel like we're somehow spiritual Israel, and that we're supposed to be baptized and sell out, and we preach that as if God would have preached that to you Gentiles. God would have never preached that to you Gentiles if you were in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I mean, he wouldn't have said, hey, Jerry, why don't you sell out, huh? Come on, where's, sell it out. No respect. You know, I mean, it's almost crazy, guys. It's almost crazy. They got us thinking we're spiritual Jews. When I came across the people up in Kentucky, we don't call them Mennonites anymore. They're believers, brothers. Don't get it confused. The Mennonites are lost. There are some believers, though. They were acting like Jews. Man, I just wanted to show them, like in Matthew, God wouldn't have dealt with you based upon like a Jew. He would have dealt more like this woman. Verse 22. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Sounds like a severe enough problem to take to the Lord. Amen. But he answered her not a... I mean, I wouldn't have expected that. I mean, you know, somehow in my Sunday school, I thought God would just grab the little lamb and coddle it. I was taken back with that idea. Answered her not a word. What's the dealy-willy there? I don't get that. I mean, where's the Jesus I heard in Sunday school? Why, we're all bah. I'm thinking, grab her up, Jesus. And worse than that, his disciples came and besought him, look at the book, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. Verse 24. But he answered and said, I'm not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. And then he answers again. This is the third time he either said nothing or did. I mean, he's laying this lady out. But he answered and said, it's not meet to take the children's bread, the word of God, and cast it to the what? The dogs. She said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat from the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Who was this lady's master? She was a beer. She was a beer. That's what she was. She was a beer. And you know what? God intended for the beers to be a big player in all this. I mean, they don't really understand what kind of player they were. Go to Matthew, in Matthew 25, y'all in 25, verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all his holy angels with him, then shall you sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall he gather all nations. That is not the Jewish nation. Those are Gentile nations. Got it? And you're going to see a development. The beers and seers are all the way through. And now we're in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And we just saw a beer there. And we're going to see about some seers. You got it? So these beer and seers are still running in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which confuses me because the Baptist churches and all these other churches are teaching Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John like you're a spiritual Jew. But you would be a beer or a seer. That would be your job.